Hi everyone, Mark Anicito here for Music Facts and Figures by Mark Anicito. Hope you're all doing well. It's been a while since my last podcast, a long while, in fact, longer than I anticipated, actually. It's been a rocky few months. Not too crazy, but crazy enough for me not to make a bit of podcast out, so I do apologize for that, but I hope to do better this summer. I'm out of school for the semester. I need to take breaks for the summer. So hopefully I have one each week if I can, the best I can, and try and do the best I can during my school sessions as well. Well, there's a couple of things that plagued me these past few months. I had an uncle that passed away recently. My Uncle Mike, my mom's older brother. My mom was the youngest of three kids. My Aunt Nancy was the oldest, and then Uncle Mike in the middle, and my mom last. Not to poke fun of, you know, death and all that stuff, I find it kind of ironic in a way, how, like, my Aunt Nancy's the oldest, and my Uncle Mike, and then my mom. My mom passed away in 98, and then my Uncle Mike passed away this year. My Aunt Nancy's still alive. So it's like they're disappearing the opposite way they came out, if you know what I mean. Not to make a joke, just saying, in general. So this podcast is going to be like a, not really a music podcast today, even the next one's not going to be music either. I'm just going to give you a preview of what the next one's going to be about. So this weekend, we're going to leave tomorrow, actually, Thursday, back on Sunday, taking off money as well from work. My wife and I are going to celebrate our 10-year anniversary of marriage, even though 10 years will be June 8th, tomorrow's going to be June 1st. We are going to go to Estes Park for the weekend and stay at the Stanley Hotel, the popular, legendary, historic Stanley Hotel. Now, I'm sure you all know what the Stanley is. In case you don't know, I'll give you what it's about in a nutshell. Stephen King wrote the book The Shining based on that hotel. He was staying in room 217, I believe it was, and he wrote a book about that whole thing. And if you didn't know the movie The Shining with Jack Nicholson in it, that was a great movie. And I don't know if you guys knew that or not, but that was not the actual Stanley Hotel. That was another hotel that was shot in. Ironically enough, director Stanley Kubrick didn't like the book, so he changed it around a little bit and make it his own thing. I think during the 90s it was. It was re-released again as a made-for-TV movie. With one of the guys from the Wings TV show. Bauer. Stephen Bauer is his name. Yeah, what's his name? The main character, his name. You know who I mean. I just had a brain fart, I'm sorry. I don't really want to go through detail, like, who the characters are. Jack Torrance. Sorry. Anyway, it followed the book a lot more, and it was actually shot at the Stanley. So that was really cool. And Stephen King had involvement with that movie, with the production, so definitely that was following the book a lot more. That being said, my podcast is going to be a history about The Shining on location. I'm going to shoot a video podcast for YouTube, and of course the audio. Give you a brief history about it, and I'm going to try to do a ghost tour during my podcast. So it should be interesting. Hopefully it works out. My wife and I went there before on our honeymoon after we got married for the first time, so we decided it'd be kind of fitting to go there for our 10-year. When I was there last time, we went on a ghost tour, and I'm as you probably know, in the past I did ghost stuff, my medium experiences and stuff. I'm sensitive to ghosts. I think each person's sensitivity is different. I think some people are stronger than others. Others are like, oh, okay, I can see it. Not as strong, but you still have that gift of seeing spirits and ghosts and stuff. And it's not as strong as some others do. Still a gift. But anyway, on the ghost tour we went, there was this room we went into. I don't remember the whole story behind it. I can't remember the story, the history. I could probably Google it if I wanted to, but I'm too lazy to do that. Maybe I'll be inspired to do it there when I'm doing my podcast next time. Other Stanley. There was a room there with a girl. Her name is Lucy. A teenage girl, I think she was. And I think she was a runaway. And I can't remember if she died in a fire there or died. She froze there, by chance. But it's a room that she haunts, supposedly. Supposedly the door closes by itself, excuse me. And I've witnessed that. And I think the reason why I think it could be legit is because there was one time I walked out of the room and I came back. As I was coming back, the door started closing. As I approached the door itself, it stopped. No one was behind the door. There was someone on the other side of the door, but not behind the door where someone's playing games, because I looked. Initially, I looked. That was pretty cool. And there was another room across the hall, in fact, at that same facility, the Stanley, where a guy lived there, I think. And he had some health issues and mental issues and stuff like that. And I think when he went in the room, he had to announce their name. Like, hey, it's me, Mark, I'm coming in the room. Or, hey, it's me, so-and-so, I'm coming in, you know. That way he knows that someone's coming in the room to visit. Yes, I would do that. But being in that room, I just felt chill and very... it was just an awkward feeling, not gonna lie. When I would take a shower in our room, I would feel very uncomfortable, like someone's watching me. And there was one night I was laying in bed, I was laying on my stomach, in fact, and I felt pressure on my back. I turned over like an instant, and it was my wife, and she was facing the other, sleeping in the other direction. I even asked her because she woke up, because it kind of freaked me out a little bit. Like, what's wrong? I was like, was that you? Like, me what? I was like, did you push me in my back or something like that? I was like, no. Ironically, it was crazy. It was cool, though. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this day, and I hope I can give you a good podcast on it. I hope it does. I hope I do see something on my podcast. If I don't, it is what it is. History is always awesome. And we're doing a ghost tour. We're doing a tour too. Not really the same ghost tour we took last time, but we've been doing a Shining tour. I guess we're gonna see some. Supposedly, a room there that is a replica of the bathroom of the movie The Shining. So we're gonna see that on that tour. So that'd be kind of cool. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward for the getaway. You know, to time off from work again. I took time off from my birthday about a month ago. So. It's all good. I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. I hope my podcast is going to be efficient. And again, I apologize for not putting the podcast out in a while. I'm going to do it hopefully next week. Put up, well, this podcast and then the next one, which is about The Shining or Stanley Hotel. That's my next one. Hope to do that next week. Then from there, go on with my music one. Until something else comes up. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. Thanks for bearing with me as well. Take care. Until next time. Thank you. Good day and God bless. Goodbye.